it's not easy, but anything that's worth it in life, there's challenges and there's risks, but nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Hey everybody, Jake and Gino here, and today we're going to try something new. I'm a very prepared, organized individual, same with the G-Daddy over there, that good-looking guy, okay? That handsome man. But today, we're not huddling. I'm not even telling him what's going on because I want authenticity. I want a live, on-the-spot response from the G-Papa. So here we go. So they're calling it the Great Migration. Florida, Texas, they top the list. For 2022, that is. Florida had a net positive of over 300,000 people come into the state, while New York and California were the biggest losers. So, Gino and I always like to say, we're not going to tell you what to do. We're going to talk about our experiences, and hopefully we can shorten the learning curve and add value to your life. So we're going to do that today. So, Gino, I got two questions for you. Number one, why did you move? Because you're one of the people in this great migration. Why did you move from Nueva York, aka New York, to Florida, the land of freedom, next to Tennessee?
Two specific reasons why. The first one, I remember sitting in church, and I remember...
Oh, so it was divine.
It was, and part of it was, I remember just hearing people talk, and I remember Cuomo's name come up at the time, the governor of New York. And he's basically said that we don't believe in conservative values. We don't uphold to those values. So when I heard that, I said to myself, well, you like my conservative dollars, but you don't like the values that I uphold. Aren't you the governor for everyone in New York? So when he said that, he was already starting to draw the lines. When I heard that, that really angered me, bothered me, and I felt alienated from the state itself.
So it wasn't the gas stoves.
Not yet. Gas stoves didn't happen 10 years ago. And I'm going to dive into this a little bit deeper. It didn't align. You're ready, willing, and able to take my tax dollars, and we're the ones who are producing. We're the small business owners. We're the ones in the suburbs that are creating the tax dollars that you're siphoning off and redistributing to other programs that we don't even agree in, but we're living there. And I was in the mindset was, I'm a New Yorker, born, bred. I'm never going to leave. There is no way I'm leaving New York. That was the first thing that really tipped me off. And the second thing was, and I got to thank the Weather Channel for this, their photo cyclone bomb, whatever the hell they want to call it.
What are you talking about?
It was in February of 2014. All of a sudden, with that month of cold weather, where it was literally 6 degrees during the day, and I'm wearing three pairs of long johns. I look like an idiot. I am freezing my ass off. And I'm saying to myself, do we really have to live like this? Is this like normal human being? Is this how we should live?
For Eskimos.
Yeah, my pipes were freezing in the restaurant. I have a hair dryer. I'm sitting on my knees trying to thaw out the pipes. I'm like, this sucks. What kind of life is this? At that point, bam, I was mentally, physically, completely done. Thankfully, Jake and I had 200 units. So I was preparing. I was building myself up, but I never thought I'd leave New York. The economics started to go crazy. My property taxes were insane. My state income taxes were insane. The quality of my life was going down dramatically. My children would never be able to afford a home once they graduated college. It was just the cost of college up there was just getting insane. And I felt the pain. And for those of you out there that don't feel pain, that's one of the reasons why we don't take the next step. I felt the pain. And I'm going to be doing an Instagram short today, and it's about fear. Jake, most of us were not afraid of the word fear itself. You know what we're really afraid of? We're afraid of not being prepared for the change, right? We're not afraid of change itself. I wasn't afraid of leaving New York. I was afraid of being not prepared. And for me, it was a runway. I had a good 2 to 3 year runway where I needed to prepare myself. I started getting multiple streams of revenue. I started, you know, being able to start selling my restaurant. I started looking down in Florida for properties. This doesn't happen all at once. Give yourself some time. I gave myself some time, but the first thing that I needed to do is I needed to get uncomfortable and actually think outside the box and talk to people who had made the change. There are hundreds of thousands of people out there. And if you're listening to this, you're saying, I could never do that. I challenge you. You can do that if you have the pain that I had. And I just said to myself, between Cuomo.
Hold on. Let's dive into this because you touched on something very important. You touched on other people, right? And we can get to the Cuomo piece in a minute. the two things that come up. Number one, well, my family's all here. What about my family? I can't leave my family. My family's all here. We're New Yorkers. What about that piece?
We like to use that as an excuse. I have
but
six
that's
kids.
That's the major crutch, though. And I almost think, like, I don't want to go all Tony Robbins and limiting beliefs.
Yes.
But I'll let you answer the question. Go ahead.
I'll give you the perfect reason why you need to put yourself and your spouse ahead of your children. You can use your kids as an excuse. If you and your spouse are not happy, then your kids aren't going to be happy.
Ooh.
There's no such thing as happy wife, happy life. That's a bunch of crap. You need to make yourself happy. You need to have self-love for yourself. That self-love will
start. That sounds like an indentured servant. Happy wife, happy life.
I mean, that we can get into a whole topic of discussion on that, but you need to serve yourself first. In the great book, it says, love thy neighbor as thyself. That prenotes that you need to love yourself first. So for you to love yourself, then you can start loving others, and your spouse is the first one. So if you as the unit can make yourselves happy and have a great relationship, wherever you live, it doesn't really matter. And you're going to say, well, my kids are doing sports and they have high school friends and this and that. They're going to college. They're probably not even going to see 80% of their high school friends anyway. And if you're using that as an excuse, I challenge you. I had six kids. The two older kids loved it. The two younger kids loved it. The two kids in the middle took a couple of years to figure it out. And I'll tell you one thing. I was the luckiest person to leave because 3 years later, guess what? COVID hit. I would have lost the restaurant. I would have gone out of business. But hey, I would still be in New York. I'd still be comfortable. So for those of you out there, don't use your kids as an excuse. If you don't want to move, I get it. It can be tough.
We're not telling anyone to move or promoting it. We're trying to help people because we've gone through it. And I call it actually trickle-down migration, not economics, because I moved. We had a series of family members move. My bro, Steph, over there, Gino, moved after I did. His brother, Marco, moved. So a lot of people very close to us, you know, I was a little bit early to the game, but a lot of people very close to us end up following suit. So if you think that, you know, someone in your family is like, oh, you can't do it, and you're waiting for your parents, maybe your parents will come around. But ultimately, hey, flights are quick, might be uncomfortable, but you can get back pretty quick if you want to do that. Now, the second crutch here, they're going to get you one way or another with taxes. Okay, you don't have state income tax, property taxes. What's been your experience with that sort of second crutch there?
When I moved down here, the cost of living was so much cheaper. Now, since COVID has accelerated things, more New Yorkers have moved down here because of COVID, but it's still a lot cheaper. The quality of life is a lot cheaper. I've got 9 months of spring and summer weather. I've got maybe a month of little chilly weather. The quality of living is amazing.
But break it down on the taxes. Like your taxes, because you have a nicer house, you're on the beach in Florida. How much cheaper are your taxes compared to New York? Let's get specific.
Okay. The house that I have here is worth twice as much as the one that I had in New York. The taxes in New York, probably 30 grand now. The taxes here are half. So just let that sink in for a second.
So you gave yourself a $15,000 after-tax pay raise. Okay.
It wasn't even close. The house here is 300 feet from the beach. It's not even close. Property taxes. Electric utilities are probably 30 to 40% cheaper here than they were in New York.
What about state income tax?
State income tax is zero, as opposed to New York, I think it's 6%.
And Gino be making that bank, so you know that's more than 15 grand right there.
Well, let's say you make $200,000 a year. That's
okay.
$12,000
okay,
right there. I'm just saying, an average person make, when I moved down here, I was making whatever. But let's say you make $500,000 a year.
You're picking up 30 grand there between your property tax and your state taxes.
So right there, how do I pay for my kids' college? Bam, right there. State college in Florida is $6,000 if you want to go to state school. In state income tax, $6,000. Go to SUNY school in New York. They're over 20 and probably more. It's insane that there's, and you know, you go down the list. Like I said, utilities are a lot less. We're talking about food. Food is less down here.
Going out to restaurants. That was the thing. Like I know it was like when I first moved, it was like 2011 or whatever. Man, there's a huge difference in going out to restaurants, especially in Tennessee versus New York. It's not even close. It's not even close.
And the biggest thing that I've seen, this is for me eye-opening, because when I was in New York, you'd walk into a Starbucks and nobody would even look at you.
I thought they'd tell you to fuck off. They tell you to put your mask on and obey, right?
They'd scream at you. You walk into a Publix or you walk into a Starbucks down in Florida and they start talking to you, and you as a New Yorker is like, You talking to me? What's your problem?
What do you want?
They are the nicest people. How's your day going, sir? So what do you – I had a 16-year-old. The first time I was down, he's like, so what do you have planned for the rest of the day? And I'm like, dude, what do you care? And I'm thinking to myself, I got my New York guard up. And I'm like,
these people – No, he's like, what's he trying to get out of me, right?
Exactly. And these people are just nicer down here. The weather's great. The people are nicer down in the South. It's more family-friendly.
Well, it's less stressful. It's not – the best example is go into a grocery store in New York and then go yes. to a grocery store in the South. In New York, someone's trying to butt ram you with their cart. And if you stare and look at the salad dressing, they're going to slap you in the back of the head. And it's like uncomfortable pressure. Go, go, go. Constant, constant, constant. You can actually go in your flip-flops to a grocery store in the South, walk around, look at things, and you don't feel like someone's going to ram you with a cart if you're not on high alert and your guard is up. It's a completely different experience. That's the ultimate true life experience of everyday living versus New York to the South. So I know people are like, well, why aren't they hurrying? Well, maybe you need to chill out a little bit and look in the mirror and say, someone's not coming up to you to ram you. Okay. It's a different experience.
And it is a great place to raise your kids. If you're a person of faith, there's tons of churches down here, tons of things to do. And we've fallen in love with that aspect of it as well. It's just a great place to raise your children. It's a great place to be in the outdoors. We're always outside. We're either fishing. Started buying guns down here. We're gun advocates now. My son wanted to own guns. So I'm like, hey, let's buy some guns down here. And I think, Jake, you haven't even said on this podcast, and I'm shocked, the word freedom. We're allowed to make our own choices and our own decisions down here. It's okay. We don't have to, go with the pack. If you have your own independent liberties down here. That's what I like the most about down here. Florida did not shut down during COVID. They just didn't. And the numbers bear that the economy here is so much stronger. We've got a $21 billion budget surplus in a state that has zero state income tax. Let that sink in for a second. That's like a corporation being well run. It's a state. When you come down here, they build infrastructure. They just come in and they just blast it out. And it's so well run down here. Now, the only thing I'll say that's a challenge sometimes is the weather. In the fall, we might have some hurricanes that might put you on alert, but you can't have everything.
You gotta keep it a little spicy, right?
You see what's going on in New York. They got the wildfires up there right now. So New York is just,
hey, don't worry. They're passing out M95 masks to everybody right now. They're going to be okay, Gino. Like, it's the solution to everything, right?
A million of them. But I just, I think the last thing I like to convey to everybody listening right now is it's not easy, but anything that's worth it in life, there's challenges and there's risks, but nothing ventured, nothing gained. If I had stayed up in New York and I had listened to everyone and listened to my family, especially by going, oh, you can't leave us. You can't abandon us. You've got a business here.
No, there's people in New York that think you can't do that. You can't leave. Like, yes. How could you actually do that? There's really no life outside of it, right? That's yes. the mentality for a lot of folks. Sorry.
Yes. And I'm just here to say to you, if you have a clear path and you have your clear goals of why you're doing it and you feel ostracized and you feel like I really shouldn't be, don't live that life. Life is too short to be stuck in that rat race where you're just going around and you're just, I used to commute to the city.
And the traffic too. Ugh.
I used to commute to the city on Metro North and I would see these guys there for 25, 30 years, soul sucking, getting on the 650 train, going down the Grand Central and getting back at 7 o'clock at night. I'm like, I don't want to do that. So if you're doing that,
if you want to light your life on fire, keep doing that, right?
Yes.
It's really sad. I'm going to sum it up real quick for the spreadsheet folks out there. When I made the move, I was looking in 2010. I was looking for better quality of life. Basically, Gino summarized everything. I was looking for better weather. But ultimately, because I'm a cheap prick, I wanted that cost of living. And that, to me, were three things on a spreadsheet. It was state income taxes, and it was property taxes, and general cost of living, but the state income tax and the property taxes. So when I did my spreadsheet, I had Northern Florida, I had East Tennessee, and I had Texas, and I was looking on there. But Texas really didn't check the box for property taxes, so they were a distant third. And I wanted to be on the East Coast. So really, Tennessee and Florida topped the list for me. It felt better, me personally, about East Tennessee. We've made it home, and we've never looked back, and it's literally... besides my wife and Gino, okay? Those are the best two decisions I made besides moving to Tennessee. But ultimately, that's my story in a nutshell. So, Gino, final thoughts.
Decide if you want to be living in the mountains. Tennessee is a great place, Smoky Mountains. Do you want to be by the beach? Florida, North Carolina is a great place. South Carolina, there's tons of places. Alabama is a booming place, believe it or not. The shores of Alabama, people are moving there. And I think for you, if you're investing in real estate and you're looking to leave an area, make one of those markets your backyard. Move into those one of those markets in your backyard. That's what I ultimately did. I chose Jacksonville because I wanted to make it my backyard and investing in real estate. And that's what I chose. It took me a couple of years to put in that process. And the last thing I'll say is, if you're finding it challenging, go out there and find another Jake Stenziano. Partner up with somebody. Have an accountability partner and say to yourself, I want to hold myself accountable. I'm going to tell this person, Jake, that I'm making that move. I'm putting it out there. Jake, help me out. And that's what actually helped me. I saw Jake do it. If Jake can do it, then I can do it. Jake, show me how to do it. And that's what we ultimately ended up doing.
You should buy your states like you buy your car. Go out there, shop what looks pretty, what feels good from an emotional perspective, but then break it down to the values. What are you going to get in return? Are you going to get no property taxes? Are you going to get better weather? Are you going to get lower cost of living, lower property taxes, and so on? If that's important to you, you visit, you find the area that feels good, and you can make a decision like that. And gang, as always, we believe in buying deals and we believe in buying states for the long term. Thinking decades. I'm Jake. He's the G Daddy. And we make it happen. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jake.